Joining me right now, I have lecturer and meteorologist Martin Mabakian to talk about the weather. Martin, thanks so much for your time again today.
Thank you very much.
And Martin, you've been receiving some letters and correspondence from many farmers around the area due to this very bad drought that we're in.
Yes, very bad drought. What's happening with the whole condition is that we got politicians playing stupid role in politics because of election. They're talking rubbish about climate change. They don't understand what climate change is all about. They don't understand the implication of climate change. They don't understand the science of climate change. They're playing politics for climate change and even convincing young children to protest about climate change. I'm very upset about this rubbish. We have to work something better for our country. We are a country which depends on farming industry a lot, and I'd like to make sure the health of the community, young people, are very important with the climate. Higher temperatures can cause bad health and so on. So I would like to virtually add some of that discussion into our presentation. Climate change, state of knowledge, it says, implication of the human health, very important. Climate change, drought conditions for rural area. Need for coordinated research, including development, adaptive strategy for climate change. These are the things which I'm trying to work about, how to help ourselves with climate change, not talk about it and become politicians. So that's a very important issue. The second thing I'm trying to do that, it's here, looking at them, I was writing about this issue, drought related to climate change. Climate change is causing a decline in winter rainfall. We know that. The latitude southwest shift of rain. Most of the rain is latitude is shifting towards southwest, to the south. Higher temperature affect evaporation and then affect this dry soil moisture. And that's very, very important for farmers. High sea surface temperature might cause El Nino. These are the things which are going to talk about it. That's the subject which I'm going to sit down and do research on it. Looking right now, short-lived El Nino remains likely right now for farming industry. This means that the chance of El Nino development in coming months is approximately 70%, around the triple the normal likelihood. So you can see now what outlook is all about. Indian Ocean Dipole outlook is currently neutral. The latest weekly index, valued about 14th of April, is 0.04, which is very low. All of the six international climate models surveyed by the Bureau indicate that Indian Ocean Dipole will be neutral in May for July. For more indication, Indian Ocean Dipole for next 6 months is going to be positive during spring, resulting below average rainfall over southern and central Australia, southern and central part of Australia. Now, looking at something, we have to do analysis because of this climate change modeling. Looking New South Wales for March, because March is over, we did analysis on March, what sort of conditions were March, how the rain affected us, how the conditions were very important for farming industry, for community. And then next 2 weeks, we're going to talk about April when they do the next one. This one's March. This New South Wales in March was near average rainfall. We knew about that now. Very good. But it was warmer than average. Rainfall in March was close to average across much of the state. Larger area of southeast quarter reported above average rainfall. Close to average rainfalls across much of the state. March rainfall was close to average in the state area. The whole at least 40% below average rainfall in some part of the state. Thunderstorms were between 15th and 18th. Of March, we caused a lot of thunderstorms activity, produced a lot of rain for the Sydney area. So this is what I'm looking at that situation. The highest monthly total were recorded along the East Coast as a result of the onshore flow and thunderstorms activity coming with the coronal system. Right now, conditions are different. Looking at the conditions, weather situation, strong cold front is crossing southern and western New South Wales. Will continue to move northeast. This is a very cold, strong cold front, and there's a cold pool with it. That's exactly what happened last month. It's again moving towards us. This cold front, I think, is going to give us some good rain, not the first week and second week possibility. And then I'm looking at that one at this stage. And with the cold front, what we expect on a day-to-day basis, by the end of today, we see cool, gusty, southwesterly change. High pressure will move behind it, and it stabilizes the weather. Looking at weather forecast for 2 weeks. Week one, Friday the 26th of April, till May, the 1st of May. looking at the all week is dry. Nothing for this week. With this Friday, with the front that came across, might be some showers passing through, but nothing significant. With maximum temperature 27, west-southwesterly wind, and then humidity 43%, 1.4, 1.5 millimeters rain showers passing through, and then soil moisture is about 20%, soil temperature 19 degrees. Saturday, full cloud, maximum temperature 20, fine conditions. Sunday, sunny, maximum 23, wind westerlies, past 12 knots, humidity 31%. Monday, few cloud, maximum 23, wind turning east-northeasterlies, 5 to 15 knots, humidity 42%, soil moisture again 18%, soil temperature 16, it's not going to change. On Tuesday, few cloud, maximum 24, wind north-northwesterly, 6 to 17 knots, humidity 39%. On Wednesday, 1st of May, few cloud, maximum 24, wind westerlies, 7 to 21 knots. Humidity 35%, soil moisture 18%, soil temperature 17. We come to the week two, starting from 2nd of May to about 8th of May. On Thursday, the 2nd of May, I'm expecting rain. Maximum temperature about 20 to 21. Wind southwesterlies when another intense front passes through, with humidity 36%, expecting 13 millimeters rain possibility. Soil moisture 20%, soil temperature 15 degrees. On Friday, rain again, maximum 20, south-southwesterly winds, about 18 to 25 knots wind. Humidity rising to 59%. Rain is increasing. I'm expecting above 1 inch rain, above 25 millimeters or 30 millimeters possibility of rain. And then the soil moisture 18% and soil temperature 15 degrees. On Saturday, again, rain. There's 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Maximum temperature 21, south-southwesterly winds, and I'm expecting 15 millimeters of rain. On Sunday, few clouds, west-northwesterly winds. And then on Monday, few clouds, 23 degrees, westerly winds at 26 knots, humidity 32%, soil moisture 18%, soil temperature 18 degrees. Tuesday, few clouds, maximum temperature 22, and then westerly winds, humidity 41%. Same weather pattern on Wednesday, few clouds, maximum temperature 22. Nothing's changed for Wednesday. So you can see the whole week, only 3 days, with this massive cold front passing through, expected to pass through, will produce a bit of rain on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And that'll be some good rain.
Martin, thank you so much for this excellent weather analysis. We are looking forward to that good little bit of rain coming up in the second week of the forecast. That'll be really great.
I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, absolutely. And if people would like more information, they can go to our website, go to bucketsradio.com.au/weather and see all the latest information about the weather and the like.
What I'm asking, all the farmers community listening to our Buckets Radio, if you have got any question, send question, email to Buckets Radio, ask the question, and Buckets Radio will tell me exactly what the weather conditions are expected, from which conditions, which farming industries they want what to do. We'll help them out.
Fantastic. So if people would like a weather analysis for their area, they just need to email Buckets Radio, which is support@bucketsradio.com.au. Martin, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.